Welcome to the Panther Podcast. I'm Diego Perez.
And I'm Mason Beckett. Today, we'll be interviewing various team captains who will be talking about their respective sports.
Let's start off with Jack Henske, captain on the track team.
Let's hop right into it. Okay. Yeah. So we are here with Jake Henske.
Jack.
Sorry, my bad.
You're good.
So tell us a little bit about you, like grade, sport you play.
I'm a senior. I run track and cross country, so I do a lot of running. I'm excited to go off to college. I'm going to Notre Dame next year, but I'm also trying to enjoy like the time I have left at prep. So as it coming to a close, it's crazy how like little time I have left as a senior here.
Yeah, congratulations on Notre Dame. That's a big achievement.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Why don't we start off like, what is a team captain exactly?
Yeah, exactly. Team captain, there's four of us this year. So I think it's mostly just managing practices during the season. So during cross-country season, during track season, our coach is there most of the days. But most of the time during the winter, in a lot of summer practices, since we train 6 days a week the entire year. And so our coach can't come to every single practice. So the captains have a lot of duties with just organizing practices, getting runs started. So it's just making sure everyone has a carpool to practice, making sure we're getting our like pre-run stuff on time, making sure I know where the underclassmen are running, making sure they're not going too long, checking in if they're injured, something like that. It's basically just extended like coaching duties that I'm not really a coach. I'm not telling everyone what the workouts are, but I have a good idea of like what we need to do to be successful as I've grown with this team. Like we've won two state titles, and like I've been a junior and a senior on both those teams. I've scored on both those teams. So I just think I know what to do now. I've watched our coach do it for 4 years, and now I'm a captain. So I know how things are supposed to work, so I can kind of get practices going on my own. Like I could run this team pretty well with the other captains. It'd be hard to like format workouts and stuff. The coach is good for that. But if he weren't to show up to practices, I still think we can get things done without him, since our captains are just so good at their jobs.
Yeah, so a captain's basically like a really effective student leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about your approachability to, like, say, underclassmen? Like, can they come up to you with, like, the same, like, amount of, like, assurance as maybe a, like, coming up to the coach?
I mean, I would hope they would. I think I know what I'm talking about for the most part. Obviously, our coach is more knowledgeable as he's older. He's been doing this for longer. And he's a coach. I'm just a student, but I think I know what I'm doing for the most part of things. Like if you have an injury question, I can maybe answer that for you. I mean, we do have trainers. There's other resources, but for the most part, I think I'm pretty approachable. I try to be as friendly as possible. I mean, Mason here, I hope I'm friendly. Yep. I hope I'm a good leader to you, guys. So I think just also like reaching out, like we have a new freshman who's on the track team. He didn't do cross country, so he's new to everyone. I'm trying to be as friendly as possible, like asking him if he knows what he's doing because he's new to all of this. So I think it's more important during the cross-country side of things when there's actually like brand new kids. By the track season, everyone's most likely been there before. Like we got one new kid this year. So I think just making him feel most at home as possible is probably the biggest deal.
That's great.
Yeah. I think you guys do a really good job with that. Just kind of like introducing yourselves and getting to know everybody.
Yeah.
So when you were underclassmen, would you say that you looked up to the team captains as like leaders or like, how would you sort of like view them?
Yeah, I would most definitely say that. I think I was a leader on Kairos this year. As you don't know what that is, but I talked about leadership when I was on Kairos. And something I talked about was how leaders are built by those around them. And I just think the leaders that have came before me have shaped my leadership. Like I take bits and pieces from them and things I thought they did well, things I didn't think they did as well. And I had three grades of leaders above me, three captains who each and every single one of them, I could name a quality for all of them that I look up to them for. So I think just taking bits and pieces from those around you, taking pieces from my coach, my parents, just like the people in my life who not even on the cross country team, what I think is as leaders, taking stuff from them has made me the captain I am today. So I think definitely the people above me, I mean, those are my best friends. I mean, we're so close in the cross country team, especially those guys that I go on runs with each and every day. It's 6 days a week, year round, an hour plus each and every single day. So I'm really close with those captains who are older than me and with the kids on the team now.
Yeah. So you would say that you're kind of like taking that inspiration you had from other people and now you're sort of living that inspiration, like being an inspiration to others.
Yeah. Perfect way to sum it up.
How did you be chosen like to become a captain?
Like, I think the captains kind of make themselves known. I believe there's a couple kids in each grade who kind of show that next level of commitment. So I don't think our coach had the hardest job in the world. Me, the captain this year, me, Nicholas Davila, Liam Riley, and William Huddleston. Originally, it was just me, Nick, and Liam, because we were, like, from our freshman year, we've been, like, the top guys in our grade, and we knew we were in line to become leaders. Like, it's kind of obvious, just usually picks a guy who's, like, on varsity, who is shows up every single day, and that's usually only one or two to three kids per grade, so I think he had it pretty easily. And then William really stepped up over the summer and came to every single summer training practice and really showed what it's become a leader. So Walker, our coach, made him a captain by the end of the summer. So we have four captains. And I mean, by like our coach is doing that now with the juniors now who are showing themselves as leaders. He's giving them more opportunities to lead. Like even I today, like, or yesterday at practice, I told one of the juniors who I think can be a captain next year, like, go do this. Cause that's like, I mean, I don't want to be bossing around, but it's something he could be doing to, like, this is what he's gonna be doing in a couple months now. Like, it's just practice. Like, you're gonna come summer training. I'm not gonna be here every single day, so that's me, you now. So I think just giving those juniors more and more like opportunities to be leaders and have them practice that leadership. So come when it's their time to be leaders, and they know there's five kids I think could be captain, and I bet he'll make a couple of them captain, maybe make one captain later. So I think he's some pretty good options, and they know who they are. And our coach has talked to them about, like, okay, I think he sat down with them. I don't really know for certain, but I think the captains kind of make themselves clear.
Yeah, kind of like passing the baton of leadership.
Yeah, passing the baton of leadership. Perfect way to sum it up.
I think that's great. Like, to sort of reach out and sort of like let others know, like, hey, I really see some potential. It's like, mm-hmm. take over this leadership position I have now and maybe give it to you. I think that's like a really great thing to reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what keeps the team going? What really
exactly.
keeps it going?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why captains are leaders.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of also like good for like underclassmen, like, to know, like, you don't need to be kind of like the top scoring like people to like mm-hmm. take on leadership like roles and positions to help forward the team.
Yeah, perfect.
And on that note of like passing the baton, what advice would you give to people who want to become team captain? Maybe track specific, but also like other sports.
Show up every single day. I mean, it's as simple as that. Not everyone comes every single practice. If you're there every single day and act like you want to be there every day and want it, not everyone, there's not that many. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to show up 6 days a week, like 365 days a year for us distance guys especially. So, I mean, if you can show that level of commitment, it's clear that you want it and you're bound to grow as a leader during that time. So I think just showing up every single day with a good attitude can just – and then you're just going to spend time with those, just the generations of leadership we've had that's get passed down every single year. So if you just spend time around the leaders, you're bound to become one yourself. So I think it's easier said than done to show up that many days a week and be so committed to it. But I just think if you want it and you show up every single day, you're bound to become a leader.
Yeah. Like, coaches are looking for that passion and reliability the next leaders.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
No, today. I had a good time.
I think that was really interesting, like, sort of insight into, like, mm-hmm. like the team captain process, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully you guys got some insight for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for
thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate you coming.
Next, we will be talking to lacrosse captains Megan Moffitt and Sophia Staggs.
Thank you for being here for our interview today.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. So why don't we start off? You can introduce yourself, like, your grade, your name. Like, what sport do you play?
Yeah, okay. My name is Sophia Staggs. I play lacrosse, and I'm a junior.
So we're kind of just going to, like, ask you about, like, kind of, like, being, like, an overall, like, lacrosse captain. Like, what is kind of, like, your, like, responsibilities, like, being, like, a team captain?
Yeah, I think the main responsibilities are just, like, lifting the team up when we're down, being a leader, leading by example, giving advice to younger teammates, also just like transporting our ball bag from games and practices. Yeah, communicating with our coach.
Yeah, so kind of like being like kind of like a coach, not like a coach's assistant, but kind of like.
Yeah, just helping in whatever way you can.
Nice.
Yeah. So what sort of inspired you to become a captain?
Well, I've been playing lacrosse since third grade.
Whoa, huh?
Yeah, that's and impressive. It's just always been a big part of my life, and this year I just wanted to take a larger role on the team, become, do whatever I can.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Megan Moffitt, and I'm one of the captains on the girls lacrosse team this year. Yeah, and I'm a senior.
Nice.
Yeah, so what is, like, a team captain exactly? Like, why don't you guys give us, like, a definition?
Okay, I think from our standpoints of being captains this year, I feel like we're really the voice of the team, and the coach can rely on us to give our teammates information and, like, tell them where to be, like, logistically, and also maybe just some practice and drills, too, to, like, hone in and lock in and focus. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, leading by example on and off the field, communicating with our coach, and being there for our team when we're down, lift everyone up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely hyping people up and being enthusiastic and all that in practice and in games, too, because that's huge.
Great. Okay. So how would you, like, how did you, be, like, become a captain? Like, did you kind of, like, volunteer yourself, or were you chosen by, like, a coach, or?
Yeah. So this year they had us all write speeches, and then we performed them in front of our team, and our teammates voted on who they thought would be the best captain.
It's kind of like ASB, like,
yeah,
yeah, sort of, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Speeches, and then, yeah, it was cool that our teammates were able to vote for us, because I know last year we did a kind of a different way of electing captains.
Yeah, I think our coaches had more of a say last year, so it was nice to have it be our teammates decide.
Yeah,
what sort of went into, like, that speech writing process? Like, what were the things you were sort of considering to talk about?
I definitely wanted to, like, say, like, what type of captain I would be, and kind of just, like, how I'd be supportive and, like, lead by example, like Stag said, and kind of be the voice of the team. And, yeah, I also voiced how I want to, like, go far this year postseason. And, yeah, also just, like, working together. And, like, I wanted to emphasize, like, playing as a team and playing as a unit. So I feel like that part of it definitely went into the speech.
Yeah, I talked a lot about the team culture in my speech and just how I wanted it to be a positive environment that everyone looks forward to coming to every day, and just a place where we can still be competitive but have a good time. And also talking about why I want to be captain and what I feel like I could contribute to the team as a captain. Yeah.
So would you say that you view, like, the captain as, like, the backbone of the team and sort of, like, holds everybody together?
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
In a way, yeah.
From what I've, like heard from, like, kind of, like, other sports, like, team culture, the community's, like, huge, like, yeah, like, kind of, like, keeping everything, mm-hmm, everyone together.
Yeah. And
definitely. Yeah, just, like, making sure that everyone's getting along, that we're all connecting on and off the field, that everyone feels included in our team.
Yeah, like, definitely team culture is important with, like, chemistry on the field, like, connecting passes and, like, cutting for your teammates to get open and supporting them if they have the ball and all that. So I think team culture definitely feeds into play on the field, and that's why we wanted to really emphasize that this year, so we can, like, be supportive with each other on the field and, like, make each other look good and all that.
Yeah, knowing how to, like, work with your teammates on the field even when we're down and everyone's frustrated, having that chemistry really helps just keep everyone calm and able to continue putting their best foot forward in the game.
Totally. And what is, like, one of your, like, favorite parts of being a lacrosse captain?
Ooh, it's hard.
I think my favorite part is just being able to influence my teammates and, like, being able to contribute to having a good team culture and having a role in our success.
Yeah, definitely that, because they look up to us. I mean, I look up to everyone on the team, but mm-hmm, I feel like especially the younger, like, freshmen and sophomores, like, stepping into that role and, like, leading by example, as we've said, I feel like it's really cool and unique to be in that role. And it's just been super fun doing it.
Yeah.
Were you inspired by previous captains to become captain?
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Last year's captains, it was super fun. They made the team competitive yet fun. And I feel like being a junior, looking up to them as seniors, like that was definitely like something that I wanted to do next year as a senior. And so I feel like they definitely influenced me to be a captain for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely remember being a younger person on the team, just really looking up to the captains and all the older teammates, and what they would tell me, I really took to heart, and I want to do that for the younger people too.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, like the younger people, do you have any advice like you'd give to younger at like
aspiring
captains? Yeah, exactly.
Just like the concept of putting your team before yourself and really focusing on what's going to benefit everyone and less how can this benefit me.
Yeah, one of our team values was we before me, and our coach, she's new this year, she came in with a bunch of like team culture like thing like aspects we want to incorporate this year, and one of them was we before me, and I thought that was super cool. Just to like work towards and remember and keep in the back of your mind, like we before me, like there's no I in team. And just like putting your team before yourself. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Finally, we will be talking to Hunter Dowdy, captain of the baseball team.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
All righty. My name is Hunter Dowdy. I'm a senior. I'm a baseball captain and I've been on, played all 4 years of my prep career. So, yeah.
Nice. So you mentioned that you're a baseball team captain. Yeah. Like, what is like what's being a team captain to you? Like, what are some of the responsibilities?
So in my opinion, being a team captain is being a leader for the team, being someone that people can look up to, especially the younger guys. And it's being a leader, not just in your play, but also like how you interact with people on the team as well as in school.
Yeah.
So just being a leader for the kids that are younger and that see how you do it. And then they can go from there and take what you do and make it their own and just learn from the mistakes that I make and make them better the next time.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you would say you act as like an inspiration?
Yeah. I'd say an inspiration, but also someone who's like done it before, who they can turn to as for some advice if they need anything.
Yeah.
And just something, someone who like they know will be there for them, who has their back 100% every time.
Yeah. That's what I would say. Someone with like more experience. And,
yeah. 100%. Yeah. Someone who's there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have like any other responsibilities like cleanup or?
Yeah, definitely. I would say I'm usually one of the first people there, and most of the time I'm the last person out of the dugout. So it's cleaning up the dugout whenever there's trash, cleaning it up. I mean, cleaning up all the balls after you're hitting.
Yeah.
Just being an example, because you never know whose eyes are on you, whether that's some kid on JV who's aspiring to be on varsity and trying to figure out what it takes to get to the next level, or whether that's some kid on varsity who just needs a little guidance, who just needs to know that, like, this is how we do it. And just show them that, like, we don't just leave stuff everywhere. Like, we clean up our messes, and when we make mistakes, we own up to them. Just, yeah.
Lean by example.
Yeah, exactly. Leading by example.
Yeah.
How did you become a captain?
So, I have been on varsity all 4 years of my prep career. And
that's impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, pretty sweet. Yeah, I got the opportunity when I was a freshman. It's kind of a funny story, but the catcher, I'm a catcher and I'm a shortstop, mostly shortstop, but when I was a freshman, I was more of a catcher. And my freshman year, our catcher, right after tryouts, got COVID.
Oh, wow.
And so he was out for like 2-3 weeks. So I had the like opportunity. They were like, well, like, it's your turn. So I caught, I don't know if you guys know who Grant Cunningham is. He's a pitcher at UW now.
Oh, cool.
But he was a junior when I was a freshman. And I had to catch him my very first varsity game. And first inning or two was a little rough. I got pretty beat up, but I figured it out then. But then that freshman year, I kind of like made a name for myself. It was pretty sweet. But I just continued And so it was up to pretty much me and a kid named Reeve Boyd. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's at Oregon State now for baseball. Great kid, great guy. But it was kind of up to me and him to kind of be the leaders of the team. And so I think that kind of by starting it my sophomore year very early, I think kind of by starting it then, kind of making a campaign for it almost, I think our coach saw that and was pretty excited to make me a captain this year. So it was pretty sweet.
Did you always want to be a captain?
I don't know if I ever like thought about it as wanting to be a captain. I think it was kind of just if the opportunity came, I would take it, but it wasn't anything that I was like actively going after. It was kind of just something that would be like a side effect of what I was doing on and off the field.
Yeah, like stepping into someone else's shoes.
Yeah, like if I did something right, then I would be offered it. But if I didn't, I wouldn't like.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah, we're pursuing it.
Yeah.
You spoke about like doing something right. Like, what does a coach look for in a captain?
So I think what a coach looks for in a captain is some guy who's like on and off the field, like is confident in himself, obviously, because you kind of have to be in the area of sports.
Yeah.
You need to be confident in yourself, but confident in yourself, then confident in your ability, and then also just being a person for others, because being a captain's kind of you can't really be selfish as a captain because you need to be doing stuff for other people the entire time. So like cleaning up after the dugout, like after the game, being the last one in, just cleaning up after everybody, like taking care, just being the guy that people can turn to. And if things go wrong, like on or off the field, you need to be one of the guys that steps up and says, like, it won't happen again. Like, sorry this happened. And then make a change. So you're one of those guys that people can look up to.
Yeah. Commitment to the team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite part of being a baseball captain?
Yeah. So I think one of my favorite parts, this was kind of like before, this was last year. This was before I actually knew that I was a captain, but it was the very last game that we played last year. And the captains from last year pulled me aside at the end of our game. And they said, it's up to you now. So it was a really cool moment for like after the game. It was just me and the other two captains from the year before, and they pulled me aside, no coaches or anything, but they were like, it's up to you now. Like, this is your team now. And so that was a really cool moment. That's when it kind of like hit me like, oh, there we go. Like, it's time to roll. So that was a pretty cool moment.
Like passing down the leadership.
Yeah. It was like passing the torch a little bit. It was pretty sweet.
Kind of speaking of like passing the torch, do you have any advice you would give to like younger students, like actively pursuing or like trying to become a team captain?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say try and put it in the back of your mind. I'd say don't try and think about it as you're doing it, because the way you do it is you just be you. If you're just, I mean, most people, if they just be themselves, they're going to be what a captain needs to be. And it's really just going after, I mean, playing hard, whatever sport you play, just like putting your all into everything, and know that things are going to go wrong, but knowing how to react to those is really one of the key things that you need to know to become a captain, because you're a person that people are going to look up to. And when things go wrong, especially, is when people turn to someone and they look up to somebody to see what to do. And you need to be the person that's there and hold your head up. And keep it going. Just keep the train rolling.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Really, thanks for having me. It's pretty sweet. It's an honor. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Panther Podcast.
And a special thanks to our guests, Jack Henske, Megan Moffitt, Sophia Staggs, and Hunter Dowdy. Signing off.